and one stands up and says, "Sir, the soup has, the soup tastes different. It has more stuff in it." But that's a nice military.
Was that military school?
Yeah, but the man's nice.
Would you guys like to go to military school?
No.
Well, they teach you discipline in karate, too.
Karate?
They'll teach you discipline.
What's that?
Discipline and respect.
Discipline and respect.
What's that?
It means?
It means to do it.
Eat your food. If I say eat your food, you eat it.
It means you sit up straight.
How much
you
do you get?
You don't mess around. You don't talk back like that. You don't say, "How much am I going to get if I finish the crust?" You just eat it.
Okay,
how much do you get, though?
Eat.
You get if you, you just get trouble if you don't eat. Now come on, eat, Ross. Come on.
The question is, what happens if you don't eat?
I'm really finished with the allowance because the idea of allowance for Spike is out. Well, it's looking a little bit better.
It's looking Please pass the milk.
Marky, could you pass the milk for me?
See this sloppy hand out here? Hand should be right straight under.
Yeah.
Back straight.
Can I put it on the table?
Hey, Mom.
Like this.
Put your hands like this. Thank you, sweetheart.
Back straight. Can you sit straight like a soldier? Shoulders back like this. I have to teach you posture.
I have to get in a different chair.
The girls will think you're a quad. Okay, now.
Eat. You know what these little quads did one day?
Bite.
You know what these little quads did one day? I came down the staircase.
Mm-hmm.
And they were riding on their trike, and they both stood up when I came down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they stood there very fast. They said, "You're supposed to stand up." But attention when a girl comes to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Boy, did I feel special. And then I told Landon about it.
Landon?
And he was impressed.
He
"Oh, you should encourage that. That's a good thing to learn."
He probably flipped.
He was impressed. He said, "That's a good thing to learn."
No.
You teach the boys to do that.
You may not. Everybody back to school before you. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
You see, it's going to be a long, hard night.
It should be a short night. The truth is.
What makes you think that? No nap. Mark will be up forever.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, you all finished?
He's going to bed early. Mark's going to bed.
Mark's
going to
do some reading with Dad.
That may be,
Dad.
But soon he's going to bed.
Mm-hmm. Dad, what do they teach you karate?
Do they teach you karate?
No, what do they teach you in karate?
No, do they?
Who do?
Well, wipe your hands on your pants. Don't wipe your hands on your pants.
You need an outfit? What can I do?
May I please have a nap?
Mother.
Mother. Dearest. Mother, dearest. Say thank you, darling mother.
Thanks.
Darling mother.
Mother. I wouldn't mind being called darling mother.
If you say darling mother, you'll just have her love you more. It's worth it.
You'd be surprised how cheap it is.
If you can make parents love you, then allowances come real easy.
I spill.
As do many other presents. And a much easier life. And less wackos.
I think he thinks I'm barbaric.
Do you think he's right on the mark? I think you better get some more pizza now before you drink all your milk.
Oh, right.
Fill up the milk when there's all that good pizza to eat.
Well, it was smart. He pulled the little pizza.
Can I leave the sauce?
No, perfectly good. It's not
That's
hot
good
either.
Good for your teeth.
Good for your teeth. Good for your enzymatic reactions.
What's that?
Has to do with your enzymes.
It's in case you want to turn some of your boron into bromide.
Oh! That
one,
it did sound
terrific. I'll tell you one thing about that food. There's lots of good carbon in it. It is. full of lots of rich with carbon, oxygen. Do you know things that have carbon in them? Can you point to things that have carbon? Do you know that all living things have carbon? Wood.
Carbon.
Wood is full of carbon. Coal. Coal is almost pure carbon.
Carbon burns, right?
Ross knows about the Carboniferous period. What happened during the Carboniferous period?
I bet trees grew. We aren't at that part yet.
Did you start at the beginning or did you start at man? Well, now wait a second. Okay, where did you start the story? Did you start with trilobites and
Jurassic
Wait a second. Forget about Triassic, Jurassic, Cretaceous, and go even earlier with.
We didn't do that one.
Paleozoic, Cambrian, Ordovician, Devonian, Silurian. Carboniferous.
You know why Carboniferous is important? Because that's what our friend Kurt.
Carboniferous
Kurt
is
Rides
or
makes his money on.
Oil, so we can have oil to burn.
You know Dallas, the thing on television, Dallas? That whole series is based on families who discovered stuff that came out of the earth from the Carboniferous period, and that's oil. The oil barons of Texas. Yeah?
Wait, you want to pray?
As
soon as we finish our conversation.
You have a little one at attention.
Well, let's see. Okay, Mom, who takes over? We're going to have two little gentlemen who are going to be doing work. Now, one of them is going to do reading of books like Footbook. Other one is going to do computer work with dinosaurs. Who supervises dinosaurs and who supervises reading?
She supervises dinosaurs.
Why don't I do a little reading and you do a little dinosaur?
Okay.
And then we'll flip off.
Well, I'll start. You start.
I'll start with you.
Dad is too cruel, right?
Yeah.
Dad is too cruel.
Yeah, so start with dinosaurs.
I
didn't
know.
You show him how.
What doesn't Daddy do? Doesn't give hint?
When he's typing, I go, O, P, A, B,
I think Mother's a better bet.
C, E.
You get Mom, you just get started with Mom, okay?
R-S-T.
Okay. Once you get it together, then
yeah. Really shove
it. Yeah,
okay, we gotta go up there and get up there.
May I, Mother? Yeah, thank you.
No, Mother, may I?
No, Brian. That's
yes, little
may you come up with me?
Oh, I certainly will, my little farmer. Here, hold my hand. Let's go together, okay? Come with me together.
You are the one here.
Which guy are you talking about?
You know the guy in that place.
Quaker me?
In that place Mom was telling about.
Oh yeah.
Dad, why do you need those glasses?
Because my eyes aren't good.
No, I mean, how did you get those eyes all bad?
L-I-M-B-E-R.
How did you get those eyes bad?
How did I get my eyes bad?
Yeah.
That's a good question, Mark.
Were you a children by then?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I was in fourth grade.
Oh, you read a book.
I read too
in
many
the
books.
Dark.
Yeah, I read a book in the dark. That's what you did.
Too much books in the dark?
L-I-M-B-E-R.
I cannot find a book spelling L-I-M-B-E-R.
No, let's try the earbook.
Earbook.
No. Down on your shelf. Or Cat in the Hat, Hop on Pop.
A Mat in the Pie.
Well, look at all the Dr. Seuss books.
No,
you're looking in the wrong place, Mark. Mark, down on your shelf. That's your shelf. Okay, which one? Read, show me the names. What's that one called? The cat?
The cat in the hat.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Jump on Pop.
No, Hop on Pop.
Hop on Pop.
Okay.
Vanilla's book.
Okay.
The yearbook.
The eye book.
The eye book.
Pick one. You've got to pick one to do.
I want the yearbook.
What's that called?
The what's bicycle that? Thing.
No, what's the read? Read the words.
Bears. Bears on wheels. Inside a box.
Inside? Outside?
No. Inside.
Outside.
Upside down.
Good.
Hand, fingers, thumb. Mark? How come my cheeks are chubby and my chest and my tummy is chubby?
Chubby?
And my arms are skinny and my legs are skinny?
Because you just ate a big dinner.
Uh-oh.
And you have cute little cheeks.
My tummy always stays like this.
Does?
It is awfully big.
It came a little bit. Maybe you have to go to the bathroom, Mark.
No, it always stays. I thought.
That's just a baby tummy. And the baby cheeks and baby tummy.
I know, but I even had it the other day.
It was a baby cheeks and baby tummy. When you get to be Ross's age, you'll get rid of your baby fat.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you're not long enough in your waist, and so your stomach has to go somewhere. It goes out. Maybe when you grow taller in your waist, do you know where your waist is?
Yeah, I know.
If that grows longer, then there'll be more room for your stomach. Your stomach has to do a lot of work.
I'm going to sit there more, Mom.
Huh?
I'm going to sit there.
Well, you don't seem very sick to me. No.
So I'll be skinny then.
Well, you'll look more like Ross. Is Ross' tummy a stick-out tummy?
When I make it.
Yeah, but it doesn't stick out quite like Mark's. See?
Mark is making it. I can
make
feel it.
Make it stick out.
You're making that stick out like a little lump. Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it. Just feel mine. It's all hard. You're just trying to get it fat. I'm just breathing. No,
it sticks out.
You can also breathe like this.
Around a little belly.
You can always breathe.
Can you pull it in, Marcy?
And breathe.
See, Ross is still kind of round out there. Yes, now you're looking more like
this is right.
Superman.
Now this is what we need to be, boys need to be like. They should push it out. They should keep it right there.
Because
he doesn't have any room. Keep it regular, Mark. It looks better that way.
Like
this.
Myself.
It looks too small.
What? What are you going to wear?
You know Mark's gray one jacket?
Yeah. Oh, that's neat. Yeah.
A shoe, a fluorescent, a dangle shoelace for a tie.
Uh-huh.
A shirt.
Yeah.
V2, I think, and those white pants.
Off to bed, Mark. Off to bed and stop the squeaking. What are you doing? No, not now. No. You what? I can't hear a word you say. I put them away. Because they were getting in the way.
What?
He wanted his whole birthday fit out for a whole weekend before his birthday. You have 3 more days before your birthday.
Oh, his birthday cups?
3 more days. First we have Indian
birthday
guys.
Birthday cups?
No. Everybody gets a bed. Just, I don't want to hear any more about it. Yes.
Can you see
the birthday? Absolutely not.
Mark comes in with
you. Oh, Mark is with you?
Yeah.
Sure. It is good. So far, no. So far, he looks chunky and not very good. He looks kind of chunky.
And that means fat.
No, Penny, it's not really good. That's not my coat. Come over to Darling Father, where you put your leg. Say, Darling Father.
Darling Father.
Sorry for all the bad things I said about you.
Sorry for all the bad things I said about you, except the things past.
Except what?
The things that way.
Not about the things this way?
No.
He doesn't apologize. He only apologizes for what you said today, not yesterday, the last year, how about apologizing now
for the bad things you will say? That's even worse. Say, apologize now for all the bad things.
I apologize for all the bad things I ever will say in my whole.
Okay, and so then when you say it, and I say, Ross, how dare you? You say, oh, I already apologized.
Okay.
Not very cute.
I will say that.
Well, maybe we won't have Indian guys.
What?
Maybe we'll forget Indian guys.
What?
You know, you've got to make your choices in this world. Not an easy world, is it?
No. Well, you're not an easy father, are you?
Am I tough on you guys?
Yeah.
Why? What do I do with so tough?
You dance in your house.
What else?
You dust me all over and I look at my feet.
What else? Mark, your turn. What are the bad things that you do? What are the rough things?
Spank us.
Did I really spank you? When did I spank you?
Him.
Did I really spank you or did I just threaten?
Him, not me.
Not me.
Did I really spank? Did the father really spank the little boy?
He is spanking.
You're too old now. I don't spank you anymore.
But him.
Oh yeah, you're not too old. I can spank you, Phil.
When I was six, you still slapped me until you're in third grade.
Then he stopped.
He can still spank.
It's true. And then.
But until you're in third grade, you can still slap you. And he can still whip you.
Whack.
I hate this
world.
Whoever said it was
going to
be easier.
That's right. Whoever said it was going to be easier
in life. Yeah, who said their dad is queen?
Yeah.
You know what he means by that.
What does he mean? He doesn't.
You'll get mad at me if I say it.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't love me? He wants daddy's love. Oh, fat?
No.
Oh, I don't want to hear about that. That's not very nice.
And because I don't want to apologize.
Okay, good. Now, it's past 10, time to go to bed. Put back the atomic powered robot. Say goodnight, darling father. Give me a lovely kiss.
A pool.
Mark, you sure you want to sleep with him? He's going to cough all night. Actually, you cough better than me. Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. Okay, Mark, give me a kiss, Mark. It's your last kiss, Mark.
I don't.
Okay, this is November 15th, and we just finished our Indian Guides meeting. And I'm checking with Ross and Mark over their homework. See how it is. Okay, let's check now. Okay, Ross. How many children got all 25 done?
I don't know.
Okay, you better put away your scholastic work while I'm asking you questions, okay? Okay. Do you feel you did a good job on this or a poor job?
As good as I could. As good as I could.
Okay. Now, did you do a good job or a poor job on this?
I don't know. We never checked it.
Let me check it now.
We got crazy. We went crazy.
Your class went crazy today?
No, my group.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday we had a substitute and she drove us crazy.
Yeah? And how about today? Same substitute?
She kept switch. I didn't know which one was which.
Okay, you made a mistake here.
I know.
Hey, look. Uncle Morris is going to take us to the beach. Which sentence tells us something about Uncle Morris? Uncle Morris is going to take us to the beach, or Uncle Morris is going to take us to the beach. See the comma?
I know, but I know. She kept, when we were checking, she said that one.
No.
I know.
Just want to ask the question.
I know, it's crazy.
Okay. Which sentence tells that someone is speaking to Lynn? You got that one right. I want to meet Sarah. Okay. What happened? Cat bit you? You serious?
No.
What? No? Not real? Not serious? But he really did it, huh? You wanna should I whack him? Where is he? What? Don't make a sound. I'm gonna try to catch him around before he gets out. Don't make a sound.
He knows he was bad. He's gone.
He went outside. When he comes back, we're gonna give it to him, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Mark, why did it happen? Why did he do that to you? Let's see. Oh gosh.
But it's near your birthday.
Okay, here we go. Now. Which sentence tells that Frida ate three things? Frida ate a cherry tomato, carrot, and radish. How many things did she eat? Count my fingers.
One.
Frida ate.
No. One.
Uh-huh.
Two and three.
Okay. And what if she ate a cherry, tomato, carrot, and radish?
That would be four.
Oh, good.